Sunday night, Shir Maseches Nedarim. Okay, Naira Marasa. So we have this Ran. We have the Ran that brings down the Rasbus. We have the Gemara that says that the Hafara of the Oros and the Hafara of the Baal have to be Mitztaref. Actually, that's not so pashut. It has to be Mitztaref. You know, sometimes you need two things to be done. If they realize, when you're learning, if they realize, the saying they have to be Mitztaref is already saying something out of the ordinary. It might be pashut or it might be very logical, but just because two people have to do something doesn't necessarily mean they have to be Mitztaref. Mitztaref means there has to be some sort of connection between the two. They're connected. They're doing it together, and therefore their hafara is on Mitztaref. It's not just that each one has his own melucha, so to speak, and each one is mayfair, except, boom, the Torah said, you need both of them to do it. This will become relevant in another blot, this svara. So it's a point that you should realize that they are mitztaref. And when you see that, whenever you see that, you should realize it's saying something. It means they're bonded in some way, and you need the two hafaros to be mitztaref. Okay. Now, the Ran takes it a step further and says you need each one's havara should be chazi le'itztarufei. That's like also a mitztaref is a conceptual chiddush. Again, you could say he has to do something and he has to do something, and it doesn't work unless they both do it. That doesn't necessarily mean they're mitztaref, right? But they are. They have to be mitztaref. It's really one hafara. Two people have to do it. Okay. Both of them have to do it. Chazi l'tzarufe is a conceptual, another step, chiddush, conceptually, where you say it's not enough if they are mitztaref, punkt them mitztaref, it worked out. Baruch Hashem, things worked out. But each one, it's like, you know, when things like this, it has to be chazi l'tzarufe. Each one has to be a hafara, which, given the right conditions, will be mitztaref with the other one's hafara. If it's not, in our case, there's a wall in the middle, someone put up a brick wall called hakama, where the first one's hafara is no longer chazi l'tzarufe, because the second one lost the right to be mayfair through being mekim. So the first one is lo chazi l'tzarufe. So the Ran learns, unlike the Rambam, we'll see, but the Ran learns it dissipates, it disappears. It disappears. What was the... Evaporate. I gave the marshal to a neutron.
Evaporate.
Evaporate, like a neutron, that if it doesn't hook up, it's unstable, so if it doesn't immediately hook up to the proton, it's gone. It's gone, it disappears. Now, then the Ran asks the Rashbas Kasha, what are you telling me stories for? Yeshoyal on the Hakama, it's Ikeres Hakama Meikara. So the Ran gives a teretz. We'll see the Rashba's teretz. The Ran says loikashe klal, which means the Ran understands things a certain way that the question is bechlal not a question. We told a nice story. We won't repeat it. It's bechlal not a question. And he says, and we brought down a Gemara and a Darm daf yitchesem at Aleph, where Rava says if a person makes a shvua shlo ochal kikar zeh, and he makes another shvua. So the second one's not chal. We won't go into now the question in the Achronim whether that's good old ein iser chal al iser, or whether there's a new rule called ein shvua chal al shvua. I'm going to learn the way the Ran apparently learns that there's at least a strong havamina that there's a new rule of ein shvua chal al shvua. It's called mushba va'omei ein shvua chal al shvua, which is a lashon haGemara. But some Achronim learned it's just a localized way of repeating the general klal of Kol HaTorah Kula of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Be that as it may, the Gemara says as follows. Rava says when Yeshoel on the first Shvua, so the second one plops down. And he says, why? Because he's Medayik in the Mishnah and the Braisa, that the second Shvua hovers. Avarice. The truth is, by Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, we say the same thing, that the second Isser is, again, everything has to be explained, and we're not going to learn the sugya of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa now, because I don't want to, I don't like, I can't just use words Havers. Like, what does it mean in Havers? Where's it hover? On the space station, it's hovering. Where's it hovering? And what does it mean to hover? So, Lamarshal, there's a famous Gemara that even if Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, but Lekovro Ben Rishon Gemurim, you put him in a kever as if he did two Isurim. It wasn't Papoyal acid him, but he did a severe Isser. It's there. It addresses the Isser. Okay, you know, we won't go into it. But he says it by Shvua, Rava says, that the Shvua is hovering. Shvua, it just doesn't aser him. It's not poil chal. We'll call it, it's potentially it asers him. It doesn't dissipate. That's really what we're going to learn in that Gemara. And really, when you learn that Gemara, you should ask the same question. Why does Rava have to say that? He shayel on the first Shvua. It's nekar meikara. So you see from that Gemara, the Beferish of Gemara Lachora says, in other words, let me get clear what we're saying here. Lachora is a Beferish of Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Yitzches Amad Aleph, that if not for the fact that we say that the second Shvua is enough of a Shvua that it's, he made a Shvua, it just doesn't asa him Bepoyel, actually. But it's a Shvua, it's a valid Shvua. And if there's ever room for it to be chal, boom, it'll be chal. And we don't say, this is the Ran says this beferish, not yet chesam at aleph. We do not say that if you make a shvua, which is a dibur, and it's not chal actually, then it dissipates. See, what is this in contrast to? The Ran, I hope, if you learned the Ran, you won't be getting mixed up. What does the Ran contrast the hafara to? He contrasts it to Kiddushin, where he says it's a maisa gomor. It's a maisa gomor. It just wasn't chal because you said al manash ain aleho nadori, and now that she's shoyal on the ned there, so it's keilu it never was. So the Ran says, yeah, you say that because it's a maisa gomor. So we explain as follows: what does it mean maisa gomor? It doesn't dissipate. We explained that Ataras Nadorim, since it's a chalos, it's not igloi milsalam afreya. We said the only thing that can truly go back in time, so to speak, is igloi milsalam afreya. Igloi milsa means it's revealed that we were always mistaken. And the truth is, in such a case, you're not really going back in time at all. You're realizing the emes. So you're saying, boy, I was a fool all along. I didn't see things. I had the wrong glasses on. I thought there was an ed. I thought something, and it really wasn't so. That's a glory milsalam afreya. The Ran, it's true, uses that lashon here. I know. I'm gonna have to. I can explain why, but
you won't.
I will. But first, I want to get clear what the Ran terrorist must be. That hatoras nadorim is a chalois. That the chachomim have a koach to be matir v'neder. Once something is, and that's clear, they're not paskining like a Rav paskins, the chicken doesn't aser the milcha kapat. He's not paskining, it's not a neder. It's a active chalos that the chocham has a koach to be matir a neder. Once something's a chalos, it can't truly go back in time. No such thing.
So why did they ask questions?
Wait. You can't truly, no, nor v'dem, since he's the chalois that he's effecting is that it's a neder ta'us. He's not effecting that it's batal mikanu lahaba. He's effecting that it's a neder ta'us. That means, by definition and logic, that right now it's chal, that the neder never existed. You can have such a chalois. You want to use the word ke'ilu, and it'll make you understand it better, that's fine. I have no problem saying that what's chal in the neder is that it's a neder ta'us, and it's what's chal is that a din. We're talking about a chalos din, because what the chacham did does is not paskin the reality of the neder, he creates a chalois. Once he creates a chalois, it's a din. A chalois means a legality, a din. So he creates a din that the neder existed. That means now, when we deal with life, we look as if there was never a neder. And therefore, if someone violated the neder, he doesn't get malchus. Because right now, but it's only right now that happened. So the Ran is machadesh, that in such a case, if you have something that dissipated, it doesn't spring back into existence just because you mat the neder. Hataras nadarim can help for the kiddushin. The kiddushin is a maisa gomer. What does maisa gomer mean? It doesn't dissipate. It's always there, pulsating with energy, ready to make kiddushin. You're blocking it with a tanai. A tanai is a block. Al menashe ein aleho nadarim. I made a perfectly valid maisa kiddushin. That's what the Ran means by maisa gomer. The maisa has a koach to make kiddushin. I blocked it by the neder. Once we say the neder never existed, then the kiddushin's koach made her an eishes ish then. Just like now we look back and we don't see a neder, now we look back and we see kiddushin. Mashenk and hafara, which at the moment of time of the past dissipated, we can't actively create another hafara through Hataras Nadarim. We can't make something exist if it already doesn't exist. We're too late. And really, I hold it's a Beferish Gemara and Daf Yud Ches, because that's why Rava says that even if Yeshayahu on the first Shvua, the only reason the second Shvua is Chal is because it did not dissipate. It was always there. So now that I remove the second Shvua, the second Shvua plops down because it's hovering. So the Ran, I like it's almost a Beferish Gemara to the Ran's Chiddush. What? It's Doche, he doesn't have a Raya from the case of Nazirus. It's Doche, he doesn't have a Raya from the Mishnah. But we paskin like Rava. But that's where the Ran speaks out how you could not say like Rava. When the Gemara says you don't have a Raya to Rava from the Mishnah, so at that point the Gemara is like saying, so Rava could be wrong. Right? That's what we're saying. Rava could theoretically be wrong. So that's where the Ran teaches us what's going on. Because what the Ran says when we're considering that Rava's wrong, he says that the Shvua dissipates. When a Shvua is not Chal, when you make it, then the words don't hang around. The sound waves don't hang around. They dissipate. They're gone. So that means Rava. That means the Gemara, when it says Rava, says it very well, that it does not dissipate. Shvua udakayma, the Shvua is kayam, it's just not chal. The issu is not chal. So when you take away the block, it's chal. So that's where the Ran gets his chiddush from. Again, that Hataras Nadarim is not truly Lamafreya, I hold this pure logic. Once you accept that it's a chalois, then nothing could truly be Lamafreya. Can't go back in time.
But the Gemara there on the Kedushin says Anima Kedushas. Gemara Kedushin. And then Ran. Right?
Before she's Matineder.
The Rashi brings a Kasha. From Gemara Kedushin Daf Nun.
Right. That
and
when
it says there she's Ena Mikudeshas.
No. After she's Matineder, she is Mikudeshas.
No, we're talking about first when she gets when that happens.
Yeah, sure. You made it
the
tonight.
Says there, it says here. Ena Mikudeshas. Ena Mikudeshas.
Yeah, of course. He made it tonight.
But she's not married.
Right.
So she's
at
not
that
married.
Point in time. Then later.
So, in other words, the Kedushin hangs around the rest of her life? What if she doesn't go and get the Neder Mati? So all her life she has this Kedushin hanging around, hovering over her.
Yeah, that has no practical ramification. Right, it has no practical ramification. You want to know the practical ramification? If she's ever Mati Neder, it'll be Chal. That's the practical ramification.
But the Mises is a din called Enim Kedushin.
Of course.
She can marry someone else.
Of course. Was that Kedushin was not Chal? Yeah, certainly.
How could you marry someone else? There's a Kedushin hanging around.
It's like asking, how could you marry someone else? Maybe one day she'll decide to be Mataneder.
But then when the first...
That Kedushin hanging around has no practical ramifications. She's not an Eishes Ish. for a kedushin, she has to be chal. For a woman to be an eishes is, the kedushin has to be chal. The fact that I made a maisa kedushin with a tnai blocking the chalais from being chal does not affect her status as a pnuya. She's not an eishes is. You want to know? I could show you a Rambam where you'll see it. There's a difference. If I give a get la'achalamid yom, and then the get gets torn up, so the kedushin is not chal in 30 days. But if I get it, if I give, the Rambam says as follows: if I give a get la'achalamid and the get burns up when lamid rolls around, she's not mugureshes. But if I give a get al tanai, she should give me, let's say, Masayim Zuz, and then the get gets burnt up, and then she gives me the Masayim Zuz, so she certainly is Mugureshes. The Rambam says, it's even more complicated. The Rambam says that even in a Tanai of Im, not only a Tanai of Al-Manas, that's Chal then, but even a Tanai of Im, that's Chal after she's Makayim the Tanai, but the get doesn't, okay, I mean,
okay.
We can but go on and on and on.
Says, okay, my friend.
Well, of course, I told my friend. But
he gave a different test.
But since no,
Rashi did not give a test.
Wait, but everybody will agree that Hatoras Nadorim is oiker the neder l'mafreya. That's Gemara's all over Shas. What you see, that's the Pella and the Ran. The Ran saying that nevertheless the Hafora dissipated. So I'm explaining, since the Hatoras Nadorim is not truly l'mafreya, so something that dissipates can't be resurrected. And I'm pointing to a Feirish Gemara and Daf Yud Ches in the Dorim, which says the exact same thing. That Rava is only true, that Rava needs to say, Rava needs that the second Shvu is hovering in order to say that when the first one has a Torah of Dorim, it plops down. Now let's get an interesting Shaila. Let's say a woman makes two Shvuas, and she's Mayfair, and the husband's, and the Baal, let's say, is Mayfair the first. Does the second one plop down?
Good.
So the Shach says it doesn't. No, but the difference is because Haforas Nadarim is only Mikano Lahaba. So the Shach says it does not. That the only reason it plops down is because Haforas Nadarim is Oikirat Lamafreya. So I would argue with the Shach and say no, because if it really was Lamafreya, and that's the reason the second Shavua plopped down, then Rava wouldn't have to say it's because it's hovering. Rava would just say, because you're going to do some Lamafreya. So you say, who are you to be chaylik with the Shach? So you're absolutely right. Rav Kivega is chaylik with the Shach. Rav Kivega says the Shach's not correct. Avada, you see from the Gemara, if you see the Gemara carefully, Avada, even if she's only Mayfair, the first Shavua, the second one plops down. Because Rava's whole point was that it's hovering around. And once you remove the thing, it plops down and it's chal. That's what the Kivega is chaylik with the Shach. Okay, now we're going to look at the Rashba. We asked, there's a funny Ran. The Ran says, well, the Didi loy kashya klal. So the Ran's teretz. If I'm going to sum up the Ran's teretz, the Ran says, two yesodos to answer his question. He doesn't say any, but we're interpreting the Ran. The Ran says two yesodos. One is that Atoras Nadarim is not truly Lamafreya. That he doesn't even bother saying. That you got to say that for the Ran to make any sense. It's not truly Lamafreya. And number two is that the Hafara of one without the other, when it's not Chazilat Starufe, dissipates. Now the Ran called that Uladidi Le Kashya Klal. I'm not bothered by the Rashba's question at all. Here's the question we asked. Getting into the Kishkas more. The Rashba, let's look at the Rashba himself. The Rashba himself asks the question. And the Rashba gives a teretz very similar to the Ran with a twist. He says, V'kashali ashmaitzin, kivin shenishal al hakamoso, amai lo yamrinan mai du'uke ha'akre. Why don't you say that? Because Tevi Hakamasu Kilo Lohoisas, if it never existed. And therefore, the first one's Afara should be a good Afara. The Hachacha Maikos Aneder Meikaro, Vavi Kilo Lohekim Klau. And he brings on the Gemara in Kedushin. Okay? This is the Kasha. V'yesh Lomar. That the one that was Mekayim was the father, says the Rashi.
So he holds by his accent. It is Lamafre. It does okay on Mafre. It really is Lamafre.
I don't know what you're so happy about. You're wrong. If it was truly Lamafreya, then the Rashba would have... If it was truly Lamafreya, then the Rashba wouldn't have a teretz. That I can guarantee you.
No.
When something's truly Lamafreya, you know what truly Lamafreya means? It means you made a mistake, you saw the thing wrong. Not only from today's perspective do you say it never existed, but you truly go back in time, which is only possible when you say it's a glory milsul mafreya, you made a mistake. And if that would be the case, then the Rashi would have no teretz. But let's see. You're entitled. It's Torah. Shivim panam l'Torah. Let me say the way I see the Rashba, and then you'll be free to say how you see the Rashba. Why do I come first? Because I'm giving the shiur. That's why I come first. But you'll get your chance. I certainly want to hear what you have to say. Absolutely. We might not be able to hear it tonight, so we'll hear it tomorrow night. The Rashba says that it's the father that was Mekayim. And even though the Gemara's Lashon is Kiyam Echad Mehem, but he brings down cases in Shas where Echad means a specific one, not just any one, but a specific one.
The first one, or
the one that was Mekayim.
Okay.
The first one was the Oros, Adrab. The Oros was Mayfair, very specifically. The Oros was Mayfair, and the father was Mekayim. And the Rashba says, V'taima l'fi shehura korach habal, the Oros' hafara is really very, very weak. They're not two equal partners. We're going to see this in the Gemara later. But they're not two equal partners. The father's the Iker, we call the Oros the Tofel. And therefore, the Eina Faroso Klum Elak Shahaya Ha'ov Ro'i Lahafer. His hafara is only meaningful when the father could be Mayfair. Shaina Bal Mayfair Ela B'Shutfis. That's a rule we'll see in the Gemara. Like, sometimes you can have the Ov being Mayfair alone. Just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, let's say if the Oros dies, you'll have the Baal, the Ov being Mefer. But if the Ov dies, the Baal can never be Mefer. It's like a rule, an ironclad rule. Ain a Baal Mefer Ela Oros, it means Oros, obviously, not a regular Baal. Ain a Baal Mefer Ela B'Shutfis. We'll see why later, the lumbus of that, what is this reflective of. But he's only Mefer B'Shutfis. And therefore he says, that's all he says. Now, if I was learning the Rashba without really delving deep into it, I would say, you know something? This is really the same teretz as the Ran. Because what's his teretz? His teretz is that the hafara of the Oros dissipates. Well, what's his teretz? He doesn't say what his teretz is. He says, V'yishloimar, that the father was the one that was Mekayim. The Oros was the one that was Mayfair. The hafara is meaningless only if the father could be Mefer too, because ain't about Mefer ela b'shutfis.
You can still say
the stop. Now he doesn't say the end of the sentence. So l'chora the end of the sentence is, so therefore the Oros's hafara dissipates once the father's Mekayim. That's l'chora his teretz.
That can't be.
Why?
Because the Ran said b'feres.
Then I don't think the Ran would not say if the Rashba's teretz is essentially the same as the Ran's, except that he holds it's only true about the Oros's hafara, that since, which it seems to be saying, that since ain Oros mefer el b'shutfis, so once it's not roi l'shutfis, it dissipates. The Ovs, it sounds like from the Rashba, the Ovs doesn't dissipate. That's what it sounds like. The Oros dissipates because there's a rule, ain't a Oros, ain't a Baal, Mefer ela b'shutfis. So once there ain't going to be a Shutfis, because the father was Mekayim, he doesn't say this, I'm saying it, and I don't think it's shot in the Rashba. But the Rashba doesn't explain himself. But Pashas, I think, when you would learn the Rashba, you would say, since Oros Mefer ela b'shutfis, that he does say, and since once the Ov is Mekayim, there can no longer be a Shutfis, that also he says. Now he doesn't say the third sentence. So the third sentence you would say is therefore it dissipates, because there's no more Shutfis.
But can't say that.
And therefore, it's the same as the Ran's teretz, except the Ran said it even by the Avs, because it also you need chazilitz the rufe. But then why would the Ran's, and that would be fine, I wouldn't have a problem with that. My problem is only that the Ran says ule didi loikushya klal. And if it's really the kernel of the answer is the same as the Rashba, the Ran just expanded it to include both of them's hafara, while the Rashba was mitzamtzamit to the fathers, to the orises, then the Ran wouldn't say ule didi loikushya klal. So what is the Rashba's teretz? Again, it's the crowd. If Atoris Nadorim would be what we'll call a true Lamafreya, then he also has no teretz, because it's only valid if it's going to be a shutvus with the father. So it really was b'shutvus with the father, because we now found out that the father really was at Makayim. If you allow Atoris Nadorim to be truly Lamafreya, then the Rashba also has no teretz. So what is the Rashba's teretz? So what is the Rashba's teretz? If something's truly l'mafreya, you have to realize what that means. You can't. If something's truly l'mafreya, then you're stuck. It means. You know what it means? It means you made a mistake, and it was really, that means the hakfara was always a good hakfara, and everything's different. You just didn't see it correctly. Okay. So what does the Rashba mean? In my opinion, the Rashba means as follows. The Rambam doesn't hold that the Hafara dissipates. I didn't say the Rambam, you heard from Simon Baum, a Chabur, I don't know. But that's clear in the Rambam, not like the Ran. I hope it's clear, I don't know what he said. This Chiddush of the Ran, that when Hafara A is lo chazilitz terufe, it disappears, the Rambam doesn't hold it. The Rambam holds it, sticks around. So how does the Rambam learn the Gemara? The Rambam learns that there's a din, you need chazilitz terufe, and that's goof of the problem. When there's a block, they can't recombine. They're already blocked. They have to fit smoothly. Once you built a wall in the middle, even if you remove the wall, it's no good. Because at one point in time, it was not chazilitz terufe. And the Rambam holds that's an ongoing thing. For their hafaras to be meaningful and to have an effect, they always have to be chazilitz terufe, one with the other. It's like saying they always have to be friends. They always have to be hooked up. Once there was a point in time when they couldn't be hooked up, then it's no good. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara, because he doesn't learn it dissipates. What would the Rambam do with this kasha of the Ran? So the answer is, again, since Hataras Nadarim is not truly Lamafreya, so that means we do not say, and it is not true, that now we realize that there was never a point in time that the Hafaras were not Chazilitz Terufe. Rather, we say, there certainly was a point in time where they were not Chazilitz Terufe. The past, not the way I'm looking at the past now from my perspective in the present, when I look back. But the emes of past. The past, the true past, not the past from my perspective in the present, but the true past. So that's all. So now, if the Rambam holds that the problem isn't that Hafara A dissipated, the problem is Pashut, there was a point in time that they were not Chazilitz Terufe, and for them to be mitztaref, you need that at all points in time they are ready to be mitztaref. If there existed a point in time when they were not chazilitz terufe, they can't be mitzuref anymore. So that's how the Rambam would answer the Ran's question. The Ran answers it that Hafara A dissipated, so it could no longer hook up with Hafara B. The Rambam doesn't need that. First of all, it's not true. Hafara A did not dissipate. But the Rambam puts more of a hadgasha on the fact that you need at every point in time that they should be chazilitz terufe. So again, the same lumdus. Since Ataras Nadorim is not truly Lamafreya, it's not truly Lamafreya, it's only...
Is anything what, ever true Lamafreya?
The gloim, when you... a mekach tos. You thought you bought something, You thought you bought yayin. So you said, oh, you bought a bottle, and the guy told you it was yayin. You said you wanted to buy yayin. So it's a valid sale. Then you get home, you take off the wrapper, it turns out it's Pepsi Cola. So it's a mekach tolos. It's called yayin benimsa choymetz.
It's almost the opposite of truly l'mafreya. It just never happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There is no such thing as truly l'mafreya. Because ironically, whenever something is truly l'mafreya, it turns out it's not l'mafreya at all. You just, which is fantastic, because we are bound by zman. So nothing could really be truly l'mafreya. The only way for something to be, quote, truly l'mafreya, is if it's really not l'mafreya at all. We're not wearing our glasses, so we thought something, and now we realize that something was not so. So we'll call that l'mafreya. It'll be called l'mafreya, but it's not really l'mafreya. It's really, whoops, I guess I made a mistake. I was wrong all along.
But that's really not, but the Rambam's case is...
It's
not like that because the first person was Kayim. Okay, so
what do you
so
mean
basically,
the first person?
In other words...
One person, it's still one person was Mayfair.
The second person was Mayfair. Okay, which... In his case here, he said the first person was Kayim.
I didn't learn like that in the Rambam.
That's the way your Talmud learns in the Rambam.
Simon.
My what? What
did you Talmud?
Basically what he was saying.
I'm learning differently. I'm learning the Rambam will answer the Ran's Kasha, even though the Rambam does not hold it dissipates, in a different way. He'll just say that there was a point in time when they were like Chazilitz to Rufe, and that gufa is a block. That gufa stops them from ever being Mitzurim. Because there was a point in time when they were loy chazilitz terufei. And that's what the Rashba means. I'm convinced of it. Except the Rashba holds it's only true about the Oros. The Oros she'ena meferela b'shutfis. So his hafara always has to be chazilitz terufei. But that's what the Rashba means the way I'm learning the Rambam would answer the Rashba's kasha, the Ran's kasha. That's what the Rashba means as well. Because the Rambam beferish holds it doesn't dissipate. So how would the Rambam answer this question? You were showing on that comment, it's not Dela Mafreya. Chochamoyker and Edela Mafreya. So it's clear to me that the Rambam says that Yesod, it has to be Chazil, it's the Rufay. So I'll take the same Yesod that Ataris and Dorim is not truly l'mafreya, and I'll say there was a point in time when it was not Chazilitz Terufei, so it can't be Mitzuruf anymore. And that, I'm convinced, is what the Rashba means. Except the Rashba limits it to the Orus, that it's the Orus's Hafara that always has to be, and you look in the Rashba, you'll see, he doesn't talk about the Hafara dissipating. He just says, the Orus ain't a mefer ella b'shutfis, finished. So that, to me, means that there was a point in time when it was lo chazilitz terufei, and memela, and that's why the Ran says l'didi lo kushya klal.
Why?
Because he holds that for a dis. No.
Just the case.
He holds that for a. He holds that for a dissipates. The Rashba saying a chiddush and the Rambam that you need chazilitz terufei at all times. That's a chiddush. The Ran is saying that the Ran goes l'shitoso that the afara dissipates. So the didi kushya klal, the afara dissipated. You don't have to say a new
dissipate.
Correct.
That's why he brings the Gemara Kedusha.
Yeah.
To show it's over and disappears in order to show it's really there.
Yeah.
That's not that in any sense.
To me, it does.
That's exact opposite what the Rashba says in the Kasha.
No, the Rashba and the Kasha yes, the chacham is oiker and edem eikaro.
And therefore disappears. The woman who is in a Mekadeshis is Mekadeshis.
We're talking about different disappearing. Right. So that's a question. The Rashba answers because Ein Oros Meferela B'Shutfis. What's the answer?
Because there was never Hadara and Tara of Hatama. According to the Rashba.
Right. He was the father went and was Mekim, and then he was Shoyal and his Hakama. That's the case. So, yes, it's the Rashba, it's Oikad Hakama Meikara. What's the problem? His answer is because ain orus mefir ela b'shutfis. No, how does that answer the question?
Really?
The father was oikir the hakama meikara. So what do you mean ain orus mefir ela b'shutfis? You can write on the blackboard 1,000 times ain orus mefir ela b'shutfis. But if the father removed his hakama l'mafreya through atoros nadorim oikir aneder meikaro, so what's the problem? The Rashba is sosum. He doesn't say what his teretz is. So I'm telling you, the teretz is the yisod of a Torah Nedarim is an emes of yisod. You see it in 10 places that it's not truly l'mafreya. But the Ran l'shitaso that a hafara that can't combine dissipates. The Rashba doesn't hold like that. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. So they hold the very fact that it's not chozil it's terufe, that in itself blocks any future combining.
That's not a problem. So the hafara is